My guest on Simply Focus, Tim Southwick Johnson. He's a talented songwriter who plays a number of instruments, some of which we're going to hear shortly. I see a whole lot of instruments around me, guitar, mandolin, and so forth. Well, welcome, Tim.
Thanks very much, Stephanie. Great
and
to be here.
You've got the mandolin in your hand, so why don't we just get started with a song?
I do. Sure. Happy to. This is off the Sand County Songs album, and this is a little tune about the morning when Aldo Leopold exited his cabin about 3:30 in the morning to find out which birds were living on his land and which ones woke up first. Coffee Cup Chorus. Still dark as I step outside. I've got paper, pencil, and a coffee pot. And I sit down to hear the proclamation of all the birds on my land. First to sing is that sparrow. Next up is that old robin bird. Chiming in is the oriole. Then they're all together in a chorus high. I wake up all and tell this old world where you slept last night. 'Cause it's all the same, this dusk and dawn, and this breaking day, and it's taking flight. Now, well, I can feel that sunshine now, as the coffee chorus quiets down. I can hear that cowbell clang, then it must be time for heading home. Breakfast. We sally forth, that dog and I. He has no respect for these vocal goings on, 'cause everybody knows any old bunch of feathers can make a noise in a tree. 'Cause everybody knows any old bunch of feathers can make a noise in a tree.
Of Aldo Leopold. That's Coffee Cup Chorus, Tim Southwick Johnson. Tim, you have a lot of recordings out, but the one that I have been playing and have fallen in love with is Sand County Songs. It's your most recent one. And where did the impetus come from? How did this project develop?
It's been an interesting little journey. In 2010, I was performing at a conservation, the Lake Geneva Conservancy fundraiser. And on a table were a stack of Sand County almanacs. And if you gave them $5, you could get a book. And although I was vaguely aware of Leopold and the book from my younger years, I hadn't really read the book from cover to cover. And I took it home and read it and just was inspired by his prose and his message, and especially the early chapters in the book where he describes his farm in Baraboo and all the efforts that they took to put that back into a natural place.
A lot of work went into that.
It did, yeah. A lot more at the farm, and a bunch of work went into this album, too. A lot more than I thought it was going to be.
Did I read that you actually had the opportunity to spend the night in Aldo Leopold's shack?
I did. It was really an honor, and they entrusted me with the keys for the night. I did a show at the Foundation in Baraboo, and I was very fortunate. They said, here, you can stay. So you did all right. You can stay. So they tossed me the keys, and I opened the door over there about 9 o'clock at night, just as it was getting dark, and found the kitchen matches and lit the oil lamps and started a fire out front, and just kind of tried to make myself at home, being by myself, and went down to the river, and of course, right on cue, at sunset, here's two cranes flying right over the Wisconsin and land on the other side. And so it was just like, oh, yeah, that's where I am. That's what's supposed to happen here.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Had a very restful night. Quick story, as I was about to lay down, and I brought a sheet with it. It was a hot night, so I had a sheet with, and I laid it out on one of the nicer-looking beds in the shack, which, quote, and I thought, boy, it's a little spooky in here tonight. And as I opened up the sheet, I realized it was a sheet that we had used years before to make a ghost costume. So I put that out on the bed, and that was the end of the scary thoughts.
Well,
so it's been a great night.
Yeah, I hope you slept well and got some inspiration from that trip.
I did, and I got up the following morning and did a little playing out front on the bench, and actually did a little video at about 6 o'clock in the morning of one of the songs, which is on good old YouTube there somewhere. So you can see me pre-coffee playing a song out front. It's nice.
Well, the respect and love that you have for Leopold's words in that book come through loud and clear. And I've read the whole thing, and I wonder, there's so much beautiful prose in Sand County Almanac. How did you choose what you were going to use for songs?
It was difficult. You're right. There's a lot to choose from. And when I look at the book, which I pulled it out last night, you know, prior to the interview today, I thought, oh, I'll get out my old copy that I used for the process. And I found more things, and I said, oh, there's another great line. The minute you open the book, I want to read this. My friend Kurt Meine, Dr. Kurt Meine, who's also Leopold's noted biographer, writes, "We return to these pages again and again, and we always find in them something timeless and something new." And that really is it. Every time someone picks this book up, they find a new bit to be inspired by. And there's a lot of great lines that there's more songs in this book, I can tell you. Not that I'm going to do Sand County Songs 2, but you never know.
You're inspiring me. I've got to get it out again.
You should.
Well, what would you like to do next? Let's have another one of these songs.
Sure. Great. Let's do Crane Song. The cranes are such a great story, conservation success story in Wisconsin. And everybody around the state is seeing them come home. Here we go. The downwind stirs, the fog over the marsh. I see the white ghost of a glacier. It's heavy with dew. And that silence, it hangs, it's countywide. It's all over the world. Then the quiet breaks with a sound up high. As the cranes break through the clouds, come on home. On the Ice Age Trail, well, it signals a change. It's a thousand birds that used to block the sun. Retreating ice, land a mighty wing. It's a tamarack home, and it's a bugle cry. Then high above the old Baraboo Range, they return each year to raise their sorrel-colored young. 4,000 years, they will always come. Those clamoring cranes, they bring life to land. It's a sound of joy. Turn around the world. Yeah, well, those clamoring cranes, they bring life to this land. It's a sound of joy. Turn around the world.
Crane song based on the words of Aldo Leopold. It is a sound of joy, and cranes have become such a wonderful symbol of peace as well. And it's nice to hear such a gorgeous melody.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you're right. They're amazing birds. I was just out for a walk the other day, and there's two sandhills walking with one colt with them. And I never saw that as a child ever, so it's wonderful to see them back.
It is. And they're popping up in little ponds and marshes all over, even in urban places, which is
yes.
Neat.
Where my parents live in Delavan, they're coming out of the pond and coming up to the windows and knocking on the windows with their beaks.
Oh.
I don't know if they know why they're doing that, but that'll wake you up.
Were you born and raised in Delavan?
No. Actually, I was born in Milwaukee, good old Columbia Hospital. And our family is primarily from southeast Wisconsin, East Troy, Fort Atkinson, Lake Geneva areas since the 1800s, pretty much.
Wow. And did you grow up in a musical family? Where did all the music come from?
My maternal grandmother, Grace Dickerman, said that she played the violin as a child, so it was her doing.
Uh-huh. She gets the credit.
Yeah. My parents aren't performers, but they enjoy music. And my sister played the organ as a kid. And we all started on the organ. And that got us going with the old Hammond. And when it got to the point where I couldn't haul the Hammond out to play with other guys, I said, well, I'm going to have to play guitar then. So here I am.
The Hammond is, you find out who your friends are if you gig with a Hammond.
Right on, yeah. Yeah, and the Leslie to go with it, you
right,
bet.
Right. I did want to ask about the lyrics. We were talking about the cranes. Do you take the lyrics extracted from a Sand County Almanac in total, or have you made changes to them? Have you adapted them?
Yeah, in a few instances, they're practically verbatim for a line or two. But of course, to make them fit the song form, they would need to be altered to a certain degree. Sometimes I would take a line, like on the Crane song, the dawn wind stirs the fog over the marsh, I see the white ghost of a glacier. All those words are within two or three sentences, but they're pulled and rearranged slightly. Maybe throw in an and or take away an and or something like that to make it work rhythmically.
Right.
Some of the songs I took more of what his sort of an overview of the chapter and wrote my own lyrics to it. Songs like Great Oak, Good Oak, I had to condense quite a bit to get down into a song format from what he did, but I wanted to do it because it's an important section.
Just the spirit of the whole chapter.
Absolutely, yeah.
Distill that right down into your own words. That's kind of nice.
Yeah, and I did a couple other ones. And one of the most important sections of the book where he talks about the killing of the wolf and green fire, I decided to just do an instrumental for that. And that's... I enjoy playing it because I really think it brings out the emotion of that event for people. And it was a hard thing to... It would have been a pretty sad song. So
I think so. I like how you handled that. And that instrumental is beautiful. It's really evocative. You can feel what you're talking about. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Would you like me to play it?
Sure.
Yeah, I can do
love
a short
hear
version
that.
Of that.
Sure. Green Fire.
Thank you.
Lovely instrumental.
Thank you.
Called Green Fire, based on that section of the book. And that's the part about predation and how important it is.
Right, thinking like a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when Leopold was a young man, he thought less wolves meant hunter's paradise and more deer. And he found out different as his life went on. And he and his buddies shot into a pack of wolves, and he approached the mother wolf who they had killed, and he saw a fierce green fire vanish from her eye as they approached her. So made a big impact on him. It was one of the most important things that happened to him.
Yeah, it really transformed how he thought about
it.
It
did. Yeah. Took him a while to come around, but that did it.
Well, and he kind of single-handedly established wildlife ecology, wildlife biology as a doctrine, as a discipline.
Right. He was the first professor at UW.
Mm-hmm. Oh, conservation. Yeah. I mean, wildlife conservation.
That's correct.
You use some beautiful musical techniques there to evoke that feeling. Did you do that with some of the other songs as well? I mean, do you use different chords or chord structures or rhythmic patterns to evoke what you want to?
Yeah, and I think that goes with any of the songs that I write. Are you trying to have some fun here, or are you trying to pull on the heartstrings? And of course, you have that musician's bag of tricks to use for that. And I think a lot of that was done on this record. When folks hear it in the recorded version or the studio version, it's a lot of layered instruments. There's me playing guitar and mandolin and bass, and that kind of drives it along a little more. But for the last 2 years, I've been playing it solo out live. So what you're hearing today is kind of the distillation of writing it, recording it, and now going back to the beginning of it, really.
Unstripped. Well, it's always been unplugged, but...
More as much as
simple.
It is.
Why don't we have another song? What would you like to do next?
Well, maybe we'll pick it up a little bit. There's a section in the book about a little flower that grows in some really tough conditions. This one's called Draba.
Draba, little flower, you sure was the spring. Such a big job, such a sweet little thing. Draba, dear Draba, you're growing down in the sand. We must pay attention to all that you have planned. Now, Draba, we can't allow you comfort a warm place. You subsist on the leavings of unwanted time and space. The sand is too poor and the sun too weak. You call upon your power. A hopeful sign of spring awakes with your little white flower. I lay upon the ground to better see you grow. Draba grew sweetly, for you have to go. For you have to go. Thinking about the little things that help us to all get through. All of those little things, they're ringing out so true. Thinking about the little things that help us along our way. All of those little things. Draba pulls no heartstrings, no perfume lost on the wind. She offers up redemption to winter and all its sin. No poets sing about her, she's got a Latin name I can't spell. She's just a tiny creature, does a big job so well. I'm thinking about the little things that help us along our way. All of those little things, keeping up with us every day. I'm thinking about the little things that help us to all get through now. All of those little things, all of those little things.
Draba, Or do you say dreba?
There's probably a discussion about that in the community. I've heard it both ways.
Absolutely.
I've probably announced this the wrong way from your CD a couple of times.
That's all right. I've had quite a few people come up to me after shows and question me on some of the lyrics.
Oh, boy.
Because I'm not a Leopold scholar.
Well, and Leopold has such a fond place in our hearts here in Wisconsin. I mean, mm-hmm. he really had a major impact. And so there are readings all around the state, as you know, on his birthday and
right.
that kind of thing.
Leopold weekend and mm-hmm. first weekend in March.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you get requested to play at things like that? Are you becoming now sort of the go-to Leopold
yeah.
music guy?
Yeah, I'm the guy. I'm going to have to clone myself pretty soon, I think, for March 2nd or whatever it is. Yeah, I did the first one I did at Ames, Iowa, at the big library there.
Oh.
And they did a kind of a multimedia presentation with pictures and video. And then they'd have people read a section of the book, and then I would play the corresponding song from that section.
So boy, that sounds really nice.
It was nice, except it snowed about 8 inches that morning, and I was driving on ice to get there. Mm. Other than that, it was a great thing. And I played at the Madison Arboretum here mm-hmm. Last year then for the March event. And, yeah, they go on all over, and it's spreading around the country now.
I believe that more and more people are finding his words and reading his book.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
More important than ever, I think.
It is more important than ever. And I know there was a recent article about your project in the Wisconsin Natural Resources magazine, and that's getting the word out a little more as well.
Yes. Kevin Lynch is the writer, and I met him actually up at Steelbridge Songfest that I participate in every year. And if you haven't been to that, go. It's third week in June. That's always fun, where we write a lot of songs. And I was working on the project when he came to do a story on the Songfest, and we got to talking, and he was interested. So, yeah, it was great that he submitted that to them.
That's a beautiful piece, beautifully
Thank
done.
Thank you. Yeah, I thought he did a nice job.
Well, speaking of songwriting and Steelbridge and so forth, I've also heard that you used to, or maybe you still do, make up songs right on the spot when you're gigging.
It happens. It happens all the time. You know, people holler something up at me or, you know, I just come up with things and, you know, try to have a little fun with everybody. So that's
so you're constantly channeling your muse.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I always try to do new things. I mean, it keeps me interested, and I think it keeps the audience interested. If they come back to see you next time, you've got something else going on or something very new, like 30 seconds ago, that sort of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, are you working on anything new now?
Yeah, I've got several tunes that I'm working on, and actually I've got a song that I started, about 10 days ago that I brought with today, and I was thinking about this on the way up, and I think it has some bearing on the Sand County Songs Project. If you don't mind, I'd like to do that now.
That would be delightful.
It's called Words of Wisdom.
I can hear something, I can just make it out. They're really bringing it on, not sure what this is all about. But it's ringing down from that mountaintop. Well, I ask very politely, but I don't think they're ever gonna stop with their words of wisdom. So many words of wisdom. So many words of wisdom. Listen up, honey, don't you be afraid. You're safe and sound in the bed they've made for you. If it's written down, it must be right as rain. If it's hammered in stone, well, it was wrought in pain. Some of these words of wisdom. The These are words of wisdom. These are words of wisdom. With these words, you can live and die. With these words, you can live and die. And with these words, you can live and die. You got mine, I got yours. If we mix them up a little, maybe we bust down some of these doors. We might make it all better. We might make it just a little worse. We got monkey, monkey do. We got your chapter and verse. Too many words of wisdom. Too many words of wisdom. Too many words of wisdom for you.
Hot off the press.
Yep, it is. First time anywhere.
And you can feel the influence of your Sand County project in that song.
I think so. There's a lot of words of wisdom in the book.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm hearing a lot of other words of wisdom out there that don't have a whole lot of logic involved with them. Have you noticed that?
I have, yes.
Yeah. Okay,
yes.
So we'll let that song go both directions.
Yep, yep. Well, it's been wonderful. I'm so glad you came in, Tim. Tim Southwick Johnson has been my guest on Simply Folk. And the CD that we have been focusing on, and you have a number of other recordings, but the one we've been listening to is called Sand County Songs, and it is just delightful.
Great. Thanks for having me. It's really a pleasure to be here again.
Well, no problem. And people can find out more about you and gigs and come and see you and so forth at your website, which is... TimSouthwickJohnson.com.
That's correct. And if they'd like to buy a copy of the record, I think the best way to do it is go to AldoLeopold.org, and they offer it in their bookstore there, and they get, the biggest benefit then from the proceeds of it.
I forgot to mention that. The proceeds from the CD goes to that foundation in Baraboo.
Yes, a portion of that.
A portion of it,
yeah. And even more importantly, a larger portion goes to me.
Right.
Got to keep that in mind.
As a singer-songwriter making a living through music.
It always helps, yep.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you very much.
It's been fun. Thank you.